Father, we're so thankful to be here today. Thankful for how you protected us, how you watched over us. Lord, I pray that you would continue to do that, that you would continue to keep us all safe and healthy. Father, I pray now for a special anointing that your word may be spoken here and that hearts may receive it, Father, that we would understand, Lord, how much you love us today, how much you care for us. Have your way now. May thy will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. I forgot one of my props. I meant to bring a Clorox wipe up here and set it down, but you guys see all these things up here? And you're probably says, has Pete lost his mind? Why does he have toilet paper at the front of the church? I mean, what's going on here? And but what is it about these things? Is there anything, in case y'all can't tell, that's a face mask, okay? Is there anything that would stand out about these particular items? This is hand sanitizer right now to y'all. Is there anything? I'm really asking. I hadn't talked to anybody in a while, so I want y'all to talk back, okay? Is there anything that stands out about these things to y'all? Yeah. We think we need them, the hand sanitizer, the face mask, the toilet paper was almost impossible to find, right? As a matter of fact, you might say, why do you have two different types of toilet paper here? Well, this is what I like, okay? It's the nicer stuff. But at one point, I couldn't find this, so I had to buy this, which is 89 cents for a pack of four, okay? And so I'd gotten desperate, so I went to the 89 cent Always Save brand. But this was really what my heart had longed for, okay? And you couldn't find it. You couldn't find it anywhere. And what made these so valuable was that they were hard to find, right? Because they were in demand. And I wrote down a few things for y'all. The toilet paper, and this was recorded, it was complaints made, and this was nationwide. This wasn't just here in Arkansas, but complaints made to the Attorney General's office that toilet paper was being sold for $10 per roll. $10 per roll. Hand sanitizer was going for $60 a bottle, or one place had $1 a squirt. Hey, I've got a special this morning, 50 cents a squirt. Any takers? Come on, 50 cents. So, $1 a squirt, $60 for this little bottle. The mask, I want to make sure I say this right. The masks were going for the everyday low price of $39.95 for two. $39.95 for two, everyday low price. I've had these in my shed for 3 or 4 years. Crystal bought them for me for when I'm mixing chemicals and stuff for the pool. I've had lung problems in the past, and she's like, it's not good for you to be breathing all that. So she bought these, and they're still in my shed. But, you know, she maybe gave a couple bucks for like a 4 or 5 pack, okay? And so what is going on with all this? And you think that just a few months ago, would anybody have thought toilet paper was going for $10 a roll, hand sanitizer for $60 a bottle? I was delivering to a place this week, and I'm sorry, I've got so much to say today, but I'm really going to try and keep it short. But I was delivering to a place today, and they had a bottle of hand sanitizer out there for us to use, which was very nice of them, but I saw that it had expired in 2012. And, you know, my mom gave me a can of Lysol that had expired in 2014. Why? Because we really didn't use it, right? We'd buy this stuff and we just wouldn't use it, and so it would get out of date, it'd sit in our cabinets, but then, all at once, this high demand came. We need this hand sanitizer, we need these face masks, we need this toilet paper, and all at once they took on a real value, because you couldn't find it. And it was something that many of us felt like we need, and we may still need today. And if you need any of these items, before you leave today, let me know. because I'm willing to share, and we have some Clorox wipes here. If anybody needs any Clorox wipes, the church has probably eight cans of them. You can take them with you today for the low price of $19.99. No, I'm kidding. Free. I'll give them to you. It's okay, you know. But honestly, if you do need any of those things, because you know what? With my profession and my job, I'm using this stuff now. I hadn't used a face mask yet, and I hope I don't have to. But hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes, because I've come in contact with so many people, I'm actually using that stuff. But to get back to the message, okay, the title of the message today is value, okay? What gave all these things this outrageous value? And it's what it really boils down to is what people's willing to pay, right? It's what you're willing to pay is what drives the value up. You know, you can have, I like watching those auto auctions sometimes, you know. The one out in Las Vegas, the real big one, name just, what was it? Yeah. And I'd see these trucks and cars roll across there, these restored old cars, and some of them, they're like, you know, I think, man, that car's going to bring 50, 60, 70,000. And it'll bring like, you know, 25,000. I think, man, I wish I was out there. I'd have paid that for that. And then these other cars that I think, oh, that car's ugly. And they'll bring up 150,000. The auto Barrett Jackson. Barrett Jackson. And so, well, what drives the price? It's what people are willing to pay that drives the price, right? And it's like gold. I've never got gold. You can't eat it. It's not life-sustaining. Why is gold so valuable? Because people are willing to pay a high price for it. But by having a gold necklace or gold ring, I mean, it's not gonna feed me. I can't eat it. It's not like, you know, a cow that you can butcher or that gives milk, or a chicken that will give you eggs to eat, or that you can, you know, those things all will sustain your life. Gold will not sustain your life other than that you can trade it or sell it to buy these other things. So I never got that, but the value all comes from what people are willing to pay. And so my question to you this morning is, do you realize how valuable you are? Do you realize how valuable each and every one of you are? Let's open up our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And these verses I actually preached on not too long ago, but the message not too long ago was about worrying. And we're not going to really talk about worrying today, but there's just a few verses here that begins to, I hope, that you'll realize how valuable you are. Matthew 6, 25 through 26 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not your life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Right there he's telling us, you're valuable. You're more valuable than the birds. You're more valuable. And it goes on to talk about the lilies and how they're clothed and everything. But God is telling you how valuable you are. I'm going to try not to yell. Last week, I don't realize how much I yell, but Hayden didn't come. You know, it's pretty much been Hayden, Madeline, Kyle, and Mitzi, and Tim here, and that's who I've been preaching to. And my dad's made a few of them, but anyway, last week I heard all this yelling coming from Hayden's bedroom, and I'm like, who's yelling in there? And I got closer, and it was me. I was like, why do I yell so much? I'll try to quit yelling. Of course, I have had some complaints that because we're just filming this on Madeline's iPhone, and so I have had complaints that you can't hear it very good. So that's why I'm yelling. That's it. So it'll pick up the volume here. But God's telling us how valuable we are here. You jump over to Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verses 12. 12 through 14, let me find it. and it says, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost." You're valuable. God's looking for you today. He doesn't want you wandering off. He loves you very much. He's seeking you out. You think about the prodigal son. And the prodigal son, we're not going to read the whole story. We're going to go to Luke 15, 20 in just a second. But the prodigal son, he's went and he's lived a wild life and he's done all the things and blown his inheritance and he's living in filth and he finally comes to his senses and said, my dad's hired hands are better off than me. And he goes to go back home. And in Luke 15:20 it says, "So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." Just like the sheep that had wandered off and the father's looking for him, now we see that the prodigal son's father, he saw him coming from a long way off because he loved his son, he valued his son, and something that's valuable, you're going to look for, right? Have any of y'all ever lost, like, drop change out of your pocket and you see some pennies rolling? You know, if they're close, what will you do? You reach down and pick them up, right? But if you drop a quarter, I'm going to look a little more, but okay. But like, you know, the other day I was getting my medicine from the pharmacy and I put a 20 in their little tray, their little drive-through tray, and the wind caught it and it was starting to blow. And I thought, if that 20 goes blowing, I'm going to look silly running across this Walmart parking lot because I'm chasing that 20 down, okay? It's not getting away from me. It's more valuable than a few pennies that roll off. Something that's valuable, what? You're going to search for. You're going to seek it out. If you've lost things before, rings or jewelry or something, you search way more intently than if it's a, you know, maybe a certain pair of socks. I mean, you know, you're not, some of you, if you lose a remote, you're going to search really intently for that remote. Why can't you change the channel on the TV? You know, but, you know, if it's your candy bar, yeah, one of the kids must have ate it or, you know, whatever. But something that's valuable, you're going to seek out. The prodigal son's father said that he seen him coming from a long way off and he went and he embraced him and he kissed him and he put this best robe on him, a ring on him, sandals. He killed the fattened calf to celebrate. And then in verse 24, it says, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. So can I tell you this morning that that's a representation of our Heavenly Father looking for you, seeking you out because He loves you so much, because you are so valuable to Him. John 3:16, one of the most famous verses in the Bible. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." You realize that He loves you? That verse is so common. We've heard it so much that it sometimes it loses its meaning. But God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. That He values you so much that He gave His Son for you to have a relationship with you because He loves you so much. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. I don't want to cough and have a massive scatter here. I'll keep drinking. 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but you have return to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. See what that says? That He Himself bore our sins. Y'all, that's amazing. Of how valuable and how much He loves you and me, that He bore our sins. What we couldn't do for ourselves, He paid the price for us because He loves you and me so much. Flip back one chapter here to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Peter 1, verse 18, and it says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through Him you believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him, and so your faith and your hope are in God." Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, became the atoning sacrifice for you and for me. He loves us so much. Read on in verse 22. It says, "Now that you have been purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God." And I wanted to read on because it says you've been born again. You've been born again. Now, we were brought from death to life because He loves you so much. Because He values you so much. He's taken the time to seek you out, to call you by the power of His Holy Spirit, to redeem you by the blood that was shed on the cross, to pass from death to life, to be born again. And can I ask you this morning, have you been born again? Have you come to the understanding of the sacrifice that was made for you and for me? The blood that was shed, the value that the Lord has placed upon your life to go through what He went through, the enduring of the cross, because He loves you and me so much. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?" And this was the main thing I wanted you to hear. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. You were bought. Now we belong to God. Now we are God's children. Now, because of the blood that was shed on the cross, we are redeemed and there's value in our life now. We are sons of the Most High. We are sons of the King. We've been bought with a price, a high price. Higher prices than $10 a roll, than $60 a bottle, than $39.95. Way higher price. And it says that He loves us so much, He was willing to pay that price for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. And I'm trying to go fast. I know everybody's got their kids in their lap and everything. I'm trying to go fast. Romans 5, verse 6 through 8. It says, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Those verses are amazing to me. They're just amazing. That He values us so much that while we were still sinners, that He died for us. I want y'all to think about how much He must love us that when we were rebellious, when we were living in all of our sin and all of our filth, He says, "I'll die for that one." And He's seeking us out and He's looking for us, waiting on us to come home, waiting on us to come to Him. Luke 15:7, and this is the parable of the lost sheep in Luke. And at the end, He says, "I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Can I tell you, that verse amazes me. There's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. You think how valuable we must be that there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. You know, we've gotten so used to it seems like, in our culture, in our church and everything, that someone comes to the altar and cries out, and we might say, oh, I'm so happy, I've been praying for that person for so long. Let's get to Subway, let's get to Cheddar's, let's get to the restaurant and beat everybody else there. I don't want to have to stand in line at the buffet. Oh, good for them, they repented. There's not the rejoicing! A person was lost and they were blind and now they can see. There's that in heaven taking place over you and over me. If you become a child of God, it's already happened there. They've rejoiced over you. If you're not yet a child of God, it can happen today. It can happen at this moment. And the heavens will rejoice over you. Y'all, that's value. You know, yesterday the Super Bowl was on. And I put it on, and I was messing with Crystal and Madeline. I'm like, I bet I know who wins. And you know, they're not realizing the game that's on has already been played at first. And I'm like, it's the Super Bowl. And Madeline's like, yeah, I bet Kansas City wins. And I'm like, well, I bet this and this and this happens, and starts talking about the game and everything. But the whole reason why I bring that up is what happened. I watched it for like, I'm not lying, maybe a minute and a half, and I'm like, hey, I'm not going to watch this. I know what the outcome is. But there's a big run. A San Francisco 49ers running down the sideline, and the crowd's all cheering. Yeah, yeah, you know. We cheer over somebody that can run a touchdown. We cheer over our basketball players that can drain a three-pointer or make an awesome dunk. But we don't cheer when a lost person becomes a believer. Why is that? We value more a touchdown, a three-point shot, than we do a lost person being born again. Where's our priorities? Where's our minds at? Do we understand that what takes place here, what takes place, people watching these videos at home, whether they're watching Coop Prairie service or another service, that it impacts eternity forever and ever and ever and ever. It impacts eternity. Do you realize how much Jesus loves you? That He was willing to die on a cross for your sins, for my sins, that He loves you so much. Psalms 139:13-14 says, for you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know full well. I want you to think about that He knit you together in your mother's womb. That you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, it's hard sometimes to get our mind around that God made us exactly how He wanted us to be, because we may not always like, you know, that, well, I don't like that I'm bald. I gotta be honest with you, I don't really like being bald. But that's how God made me. You know, we may not like our shape, our size, our height, our shortness, but you were fearfully and wonderfully made to be you. The person that you are. And God has a plan and a purpose for you today. And He values you so much that God sent His one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You know, something that you place a value on, you want to keep it safe, don't you? Y'all want to hear a funny story to end? We're ending. And I hope this person doesn't see this. Well, they won't know that I'm talking about them anyway. But I was at a grocery store, and a person behind me in line I knew, and it was when I was behind this, okay, it was a few weeks ago, and they said, you know what we've done with ours? We locked it up in our gun safe. I'm not lying. They locked their toilet paper in their gun safe. Then they went on to say, because our grandkids will use it all up and we don't want them to. So, okay. They wasn't worried about someone breaking in, but they locked their toilet paper in their gun safe. That's 2 weeks before that. Do you think it would have crossed anybody's mind, I'm putting my toilet paper in my safe? No, we'd have thought people are crazy if they'd have done that, but all at once it became valuable because it was in high demand. You couldn't find it. Things that you value, you take care of, okay? And if you're a child of God today, I hope you understand how valued you are. And we need to start taking care of ourselves. And we need to start taking care of the work that God has set before us. Not put it off. Take care of what we know we're supposed to be doing. If you're not a child of God this morning, I want you to know how loved you are. And just like the one sheep that wandered off, that he left the 99 to find the one. And if you're that one this morning, if you're that one at home, he's searching for you this morning. And if you would just cry out to him from your heart. It doesn't have to be a formal prayer. It's from your heart. Confess that you're a sinner. Know that you need a Savior. Know that you want your life to change and repent and turn to Him. You'll be rejoicing in heaven. Maybe you've never hit the game-winning shot in basketball. Maybe you've never run a touchdown and heard the cheers of a crowd cheering for you. They'll be cheering for you in heaven today if you make that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's stand. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing. Lord, I pray once again for healing. We read that by your wounds we are healed, and we're praying that healing for our communities, for our nation, for the world, Father. And I pray, Lord, not only for healing from this virus, but a healing from sin. That people would understand that they need to begin to live a righteous life, that they need to turn away from their sinful lives, and that you love them so much that they would turn their lives over to you. Lord, for all of us that have already turned our lives over to you, that, Lord, we would understand that we were bought with a price, a high price. And we would understand, Lord, that we need to be living our lives for you because you paid the ultimate price for us. Lord, have your way now. In each and every heart, Lord, maybe some here have stumbled over the last few weeks, not being in fellowship, not being with other believers. Maybe we've fallen. Maybe there's been some hidden sin that's come to light. Maybe there's something that's been leading us astray, Father. And I pray right now that we would confess it, that we'd repent of it, that we'd turn from it. And that we would understand, just as the prodigal son had a loving father there to embrace him when he came back, that we would understand that you're a loving father ready to embrace us if we will come back. May we just come back to you and lay aside the sin, lay aside the filthiness of this world. Lord, maybe there's one here today that has been depressed, has been down. Maybe they feel like, Lord, they're worthless. May their eyes be open to how loved and how valuable they are. Have your way now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I guess in this time, of course, I'd more than welcome if you want to come to the altar. You're more than welcome to. And if you want me to pray with you about something, grab my hand. Otherwise, I'm not going to come to you. And if you would like to just maybe take a few minutes now and just pray in your seat where you're at. But if you're lost this morning and you don't know Jesus, I would encourage you to come up and let me pray for you. And maybe Maybe you're a Christian this morning and you just maybe have lost your way a little bit and you've wondered. I want you to really think of how loving of a Father God is. I want you to think, if it was your son, your daughter coming home, would you not welcome them? He'll welcome you back today. However the Lord leads.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
You guys, we're not taping anymore, are we? All right, I can really open up now. I really have missed all of you. It's funny the things that you take for granted until it's gone. You know, just like toilet paper. My family in Michigan can't get toilet paper. My mom bought toilet paper for them and shipped it up there, and it's disappeared. Like 2 weeks, I figure somebody must have stole it in the shipping process. I don't know. It's crazy, you know, and I'm very thankful we live where we live and we still can get stuff. But honestly, if you guys need anything, we have Clorox wipes. If you need any of these items, if you're in a high-risk area and you can't get it, let me know. FedEx this week has brought in tons of Germex and stuff. They finally got it with just this last week, and so I can get more. So if you need it, please feel free, and if you need more, let me know, and I'll do everything I can to get you more. But I've really missed y'all, but I am not going to come down and hang out. I delivered to a hospital this week, and I delivered to a jail this week, and so I know many of you have been home, and you're not around it, you know. So I'm not going to get close to any of you. I love you so much. It's funny because a book Peyton made about loving church a couple weeks ago, I got it out and I read it because I was just missing everybody. I was talking to Colton one day on the phone and I could hear Rayson's voice in the background and it just melted my heart because I missed him, you know. I miss Rayson more than you, Colton. I'm sorry. But, you know, you just miss each other. We miss hanging out. But I would encourage you, just for the next couple weeks, let's try and go ahead and maintain our distance. If you want to visit, that's fine. But kind of, you know, and I'm not going to come down. It's not because I love you, because I do. But I don't know what I've been. And I really think, I think it's done been through our area. I could sit up here and talk another hour about that. One of Hayden's buddies come over the other day, and his brother-in-law's family, brother-in-law's friends and all them all had it in October. They just didn't know they had it. He made business trips to China and was back, works in this area, and his wife got it, another associate got it, so I think it's been in our area. But while they're opening things back up, I want us to take it slow, just in case one of you get it. I don't want anybody else to get it, and so, okay, I've babbled enough. Love y'all. We will have service next Sunday. Oh, I got one more question for you. How many of you mothers will be here next Sunday?